You're tuned into KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my final guest today is here representing Friends of the Jensen Olsom Arboretum. Welcome to the show, Pat White. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, I'm really glad you could be here. And you're on the show today partly to talk about the raffle for the benefit of Friends of the Jensen Olsom Arboretum. But before we get into that, I was wondering if you could give us an update on the Arboretum itself. What was this year like out there?
Well, it wasn't quiet due to COVID. We had lots of visitors, record-breaking days and weekends, but we didn't have any of our usual activities, the very popular bug day and the painting, the photography classes and things like that, unfortunately. But we did have lots of people come out. It was a safe place to get out in the spring as opposed to, you know, with the COVID restrictions and physical distancing and all that. But what is happening at the Arboretum is that our first manager and horticulturalist, Merrill Jensen, is retiring in December. And his replacement through the city and borough is in the final stages. So we don't know who that's going to be yet, but they'll be on board by the first of the year of next year. So that's a big deal. And because he came as the garden was just fresh and newly established with an arrangement between Seal Trust and the city and borough and the Carolyn Jensen's trust. And so it's a sad goodbye, but people have to retire, unfortunately. So what I wanted to talk a little bit about too is the raffle, but the raffle is tied into something that to me is very important. One of Carolyn Jensen's goals for turning this into an arboretum was education. And not just having a collection, but a collection of plants and opportunities for people to learn about plants, learn about the natural world. There's an amazing amount of sea life and land life that goes on out there at 23 Mile at Pearl Harbor. So in 2012, after the very hard work of Merrill and the staff there, the garden was awarded a national accreditation for a primula collection. And it has the largest documented collection of primrose in North America. And that's really unique for a very smallish and very young garden. So it was to Merrill's credit that this was accomplished in the 13 years that he was there. We have 185 species, and of course they're expanding. So because of that, our raffle proceeds will go to digitizing our field guide, which we've put together this year. So people can download information at home and bring it, because the internet's kind of sketchy out there, can bring downloaded information and study these plants and map them. There'll be maps of the garden so they can learn the different beds and the different names and varieties and what's required to maintain these plants. So that follows along with Carolyn's vision of education. So that's an important part of what the Friends organization does. We're the fundraising arm of the whole deal. You know, the city can't raise money. We raise the money. And last year we had a raffle. Mostly we've had wine tastings. But we tried a raffle last year just to do it a little differently. And we're really glad we did, because it gave us the experience to do it this year. And then COVID came along and then we had to do an online raffle. And so that's a little different. And if I'd like to tell people how to do that now, if I might.
Go ahead.
Get a raffle. Okay. So we have a website and it's Friends. joarboretum.org. That's Friends Jensen Olsen Arboretum.org. And that's our website. And if you go to the website, you'll see on the far right hand side of that first banner, it says FJOA raffle. Just click on that and you can buy your tickets online. And we will send you a virtual raffle ticket back with your email. If people don't prefer to purchase online with credit cards and things, you can send a check. The raffle tickets are $10 a piece. You can send as many tickets as you want to buy to make the check out to FJOA, Friends of the Jensen Olson Arboretum, and send it to box 33936, including your mailing address, your email address, so we could then send back to you your virtual tickets. So that's the two ways you can buy tickets online.
And the list of prizes for the raffle is pretty impressive. Do you want to rattle those some
yeah,
of those
sure.
off?
Yeah, sure. I will. The people have been very generous, and I'm very happy that the Master Gardeners has donated a Master Gardener course, which is a multi-month long how to garden in Southeast Alaska. It's been around for a long time. It's very popular. They donated that. Don Abel has donated. Ed's Edibles has donated. Juno Compost has donated. Glacier Gardens. Let's see what else here. Glacier Gardens has donated an amount of money. We have the Juno Garden Club membership. We have the Primrose Society membership. And we have three or four consultations with Master Gardeners and Danny Farrell Brown from Sunny Slope Organic Farm. So these are wonderful gifts for gardeners. It's really a very serious gardening theme this year. Mm-hmm. And we hope that people will be intrigued by the prizes, but also supporting the development of a digital field guide for everyone to come visit and enjoy.
I think that's a great incentive. And then how will the raffle itself take place? Will you just announce the winners?
Well, we haven't figured this totally out yet, but we'll have a Zoom raffle, and we have the details of which we haven't figured out, but on December 12th we'll pull tickets and pull winners, and then we'll send out announcements of the winning to the people on their emails. One of our board members has developed a beautiful acknowledgement of the prize, and we'll send that along to them. So we're the online raffle stops November 15th, but you can continue to buy tickets through our P.O. Box, which is P.O. Box 33936, Juneau 99803.
That's great. All the information that you need to participate in the raffle to buy a ticket is on the website. Would you give that to us again one more time, Pat?
Sure. It's friendsjoarboretum.org. All one word, friendsjoarboretum.org.
And if you didn't get that, you can simply search it, which is what I did, and it's very easy to find. Pat White, thank you so much. Go ahead.
One more thing. Go to the Facebook page for the Friends, and it describes all the prizes and the mechanics of this raffle. So you can go there too on Facebook and Instagram.
Thanks so much for sharing all that information. Best of luck. I hope you sell lots of tickets.
Thank you so much for having me on this afternoon.
Have a great day.